Page 182. D. Miami, Inc. In a busy street of South Beach in Miami, there is a popular and busy tattoo studio called Miami, Inc. We paid it a visit to learn more about this popular form of body art. Is it art or isn't it? Rob, one of the experienced tattoo artists at the studio, told us what he thinks.
Back in the day, 40 or 50 years ago, it wasn't really art. It was more a craft. Maybe some of the tattooists were artists, but they didn't have the artistic capabilities that people have today. They were more craftsmen who put on simple designs. But then tattoos became more popular, and a lot of people who were more artists got in. They were graffiti artists and oil painters who did art on canvas, on paper, and on the wall. Then the level of artistry got higher and higher, and today you really have people that are pushing the envelope and doing stuff that even 5 years ago people didn't believe was possible. They're doing stuff that's just amazing. You know, all kinds of crazy portraits in color and all kinds of skin textures. So it really has turned into an art form because a lot of people with very high artistic capabilities have gone into the field.
People have decorated their bodies with paint for religious and ceremonial purposes throughout history. Body art is definitely not just a 21st century fad. As far as we can tell, it has been in existence since the Stone Age. Skeletons in burial grounds have been found with body paint on them, suggesting that tattoos were used as long ago as 8,000 years BC. The word tattoo comes from the Tahitian word tato, which means to inflict wounds. In Polynesian cultures, tattoos are still very important. The Maoris of New Zealand called them moko, and their tattoos show which tribe a person belongs to and their position in society. See page 66.
How do you hire the artists here?
Oh, we have a vast network of people that we know and that we've worked with in the past. Our standards are high, and we pick people that have artistic capabilities and are very technical in what they do. But there are more people that are ruining the craft than actually putting it forward. The people who are really putting it forward are a very small percentage, probably 1%. Then you have the bigger percentage who are doing beautiful technical stuff, but they're more kind of keeping up with what's going on. And then you have the even bigger percentage that really don't know what the hell they're doing. They saw it on TV, they thought it would be cool to do, they picked up a made-in-China machine they bought online, but they don't understand the depth and intricacy of everything. When you take a canvas, you take a brush and you do a stroke. That's it. The canvas is always the same. The pigments are always the same, and the brush is always the same. When you're doing a tattoo, everything is constantly changing. Every person has different skin. The electricity makes the machine run a little different. The needles may be a little different. Everything is constantly changing, and you kind of have to keep up with what's going on constantly. So it's definitely a very technical art form.
Do you work long hours?
Personally, I do 12 hours a day, and I work 3 or 4 days a week. That's what we usually do here. We work with big volumes of people, so it gets very tiring mentally and physically.
Tell me a little about what you actually do when you have a new customer in the chair.
Well, first you put a stencil on, which is kind of a guideline. It shows you a very basic outline of what you're going to do. Some people don't do that. They just do something very rough with a pen and then go straight on the skin. That obviously requires a very high level of artistic ability. After that, you set up your machines. You have different machines that do different things. Certain machines are good for linings. Certain machines are good for coloring. Some are good for degree work, whereas some are good for stronger, bolder work. Then you start building up the tattoo. There are many different techniques, or as the saying goes, there's many ways to skin a cat.
Hygiene is very important, right?
Oh, yeah. You sterilize the skin first, and all the needles are brand new. Mm. All the stuff we use is sterilized in an autoclave. A thing that makes me laugh a lot of times is, for example, this lady who came in yesterday, I think she had a conception of tattoos like what they were 60 years ago, because she said, you guys use new needles, right? How do I know you do that? But of course we use new needles. It's so cheap to buy needles these days, it would probably cost more to clean it than to buy a new one. But of course, if you go to a grimy place, at any professional tattoo studio, people exceed at the sterilization, because they do have to prove that. A lot of people have a preconception of what a tattoo studio is.
Hmm. Who are your customers?
Everything from a teenager who likes Justin Bieber, and I don't think teenagers should get tattoos, to multimillionaire doctors, real estate people, lawyers, and judges. It's so common nowadays, so it's really everyone. You can't categorize it. It could be the housewife who 10 years ago would look down on someone like me, or the punk rocker living on the street.
Mm. What would you say is most challenging about this work?
The most challenging thing is that there's no erasing it. There's no, oh, wait, this line didn't come out okay. What is there is there. So there's a lot of pressure when you're doing it to get everything perfect on that first try.